Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning, and we're with Judy Patrick, the editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Let me start, Judy, with three words. Teamsters, pension cuts.
Yeah, it's an unhappy period for many current and retired upstate New York Teamsters because they're facing big pension cuts as soon as October 1st. The New York State Teamsters Pension Fund is rapidly running out of money, so its trustees back in August of 2016 sought to slash payouts. They gained federal authorization, and then now they're seeking union members' approval. Roughly 35,000 active and retired Teamsters have until midnight on Wednesday, that's today, to vote to approve or reject the cuts, which would mean a 29% reduction in pension payment for most retirees and 18% for active Teamsters. Two things may skew the vote. Every ballot not returned is counted as a yes under federal law, and even if the no vote somehow went out, the U.S. Treasury Department can override the referendum and allow the cuts to take effect anyway. We talked to Tom Baum. He was appointed to be the representative of retirees at the pension fund. He says what he's hearing is there's going to be a lot of people voting no. However, he didn't know if all those no votes would make a difference given the federal rules. The Federal Multi-Employer Pension Reform Act of 2014 allows trustees for pensions like the Teamsters, those funded by multiple companies that employ union members, to cut benefits up to 69% if they can show they will be unable to pay promised benefits 15 or 20 years down the line. John Bulgaro, he's the president of Teamsters Local 94 in Albany, and he's also co-chairman of the Pension Fund's Board of Trustees, said the problems are rooted in deregulation of the trucking industry back in 1980. He said that took good jobs and replaced them with jobs not as good, and that good companies went out of business. The New York Times reported back in December 2016 that the New York State Teamsters Pension Fund was also using investment vehicles that carried high costs and incurred avoidable losses. The fund has disputed that, but the Times noted that the fund's returns have been less than the stock market as a whole since the recession.
We've been speaking with Judy Patrick. She's the editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on this or other stories, you can always go to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Judy won't mind. Judy, thanks as always.
Thanks, David.